Did you know that over a million new businesses launch each year, yet nearly 40% fail in their first year and 80% within five? I'm Derek Schmidt, and I don't want you to become another statistic. That's why I started the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast. I'm going to use real-world experience and straightforward advice to help you navigate through the rough waters of entrepreneurship. Whether you're drafting your first business plan or aiming for new heights, this is your toolkit for however you define success. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode. Today we're diving into how you can develop a brand identity that's as unique and dynamic as your business. So whether you're just starting out or you're looking to completely revamp your brand, don't worry, I've got your back. Let's go ahead and get started. First up, we need to spy a little bit, but not in a creepy kind of way. Understanding who you're talking to and who you're up against is crucial. So you want to start with your target audience. Who are they? What do they love? What do they need that only you can provide? When you start to build out a detailed audience persona, you consider things like age, interests, occupation, education, buying habits, where they spend their time online and offline, even challenges that they face. By the end of it, you should have created 3 to 5 target audience personas, because what works for one set of people may not work for another, and you'll want to adjust your marketing for these different personas. If you already have a website, you can use some free tools like Google Analytics or Quantcast Measure to get a really good idea of your audience that's currently visiting your website. Google Analytics will provide you with insights around demographics, interests, age ranges, and even the types of devices that users are frequently visiting your website from. Quantcast Measure will provide you with a lot more information regarding your website audience, including demographics, income, shopping habits, even brands they generally purchase and television streaming services they watch, what television networks that they subscribe to. If you're attracting the right type of people to your website, this can be a great resource of information, but it is limited to the type of people that are visiting your website. Let's assume you don't have a website yet, or you don't want to rely on your website's traffic audience. This is where some tools like SparkToro, SimilarWeb, and even Facebook Audience Insights can help. With SparkToro, they provide you with a generous free tier that you can use to plug in a website your audience often visits or a keyword they may be searching for online. From there, SparkToro will provide you with the information about other keywords this audience is searching for, including affinity audiences, demographics, and even what social media networks they use and what social media accounts they follow. It can even go as deep as providing you with information about what podcasts they listen to, what skills they have, and what job titles this audience has. With SimilarWeb, you can plug in a website's domain, like a website they often visit, or even a competitor's website, and you can find out where this audience spends their time online and even an estimate for how much monthly website visitors this competitor or this example website gets each month. Facebook Audience Insights is still a great resource, although the data points they show you has been limited over the years. From the Audience Insights page, you can click on Filter and start plugging in things like locations and interests. Once you do this, you'll see how many people belong to this audience based on the total number of users on Facebook and the Meta platforms. You'll also find some other information about pages and accounts that they follow and engage with online. However, the most exciting thing about where we are with today's technology is you can use the power of AI to quickly research and generate customer personas that will at least get you started fairly quickly. This is great because you can rapidly create different avatars for your target audience and take them a step further by figuring out how to best reach them and what messaging works best for them. To get started, head over to your favorite AI tool. For this, I'll be using ChatGPT. Once you're on the ChatGPT website and it's ready for your prompt, I want you to start to type this in. You are a marketing expert and brand strategist. I want you to create 3 to 5 customer personas for my insert industry here. Business using the information below. Your personas should include accurate information as much as possible, and it should include things like education, job title, communication preference, pain points, how they make buying decisions, where they spend their time online and where they spend their time offline, household size, relationship status, children, age range, household income, average salary, and any other information that would be valuable to me for branding and marketing my business. My target audience lives in, and then insert your location. Now, if you're not familiar with how I broke down and structured that prompt, A quick breakdown on how I structured this prompt is called the CIDI framework, C-I-D-I, which stands for context, instructions, details, input. Once you start to get some details about your target audience, I suggest putting this information into something like a Google Doc or a Word doc that you can share with your employees and vendors that you start working with to ensure everyone is reaching the right people with the right message at the right time. Now let's peek at your competitors. What are they doing well? More importantly, where do they slip up? This isn't just about copying them, it's about outsmarting them. So use tools like SimilarWeb, Spark Toro, or even AI. For this, I'm going to use ChatGPT. When I'm on the ChatGPT website and it's ready for my prompt, I'm going to type in the following prompt. I need you to perform an audit on the competitors' websites listed below. Your audit on each competitor should include the headings of who they are, core services, geographic markets, primary customer segments, positioning and taglines, claims to fame, and other notable information. Each heading should contain information related to that heading. Then I want you to grade each competitor's website and grade their brand identity. Provide a section of insights on each competitor. At the end, provide information on overall observations and insights. Then create a section called Weak Competitive Claims and Branding and list insights to summarize the competitors' claims and branding and provide an example of each section. Drop down a couple lines, type in competitors, and then list each competitor's website with a new line. Now, once you have an audit completed of your competitors, let's go ahead and clean it up a bit. Continue with the following prompt. Create a table on how my business can differentiate itself. The table should include the column heading for messaging considerations, branding considerations, and positioning considerations. Now, this is looking great, but there's one more step I want to take. I want to see a full matrix of each company and their differentiators so I know where my opportunity is. So let's continue with this prompt. Create a full matrix table from the competitor audit above. The table headings should include company, about, so who they are, core services, geographic markets, customer segments, taglines such as market positioning, and claims to fame. Go ahead and hit enter. Now, once I have all this completed, I'll add it to my Google Doc or my Word doc that I can use while working with vendors and when I'm figuring out how to differentiate myself in my industry through my messaging. Got all that? Great, let's keep moving. Now let's start to define your brand's mission, vision, and core values. With a clear view of your landscape, it's time to plant your flags. What's your mission? This is your why your brand exists. Your vision, that's your where you're heading, and your core values. They are your how. How do you plan to get there and behave along the way? For an example of a mission statement and its relationship to a vision statement, let's take a look at LinkedIn. LinkedIn's mission is to connect the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful. Their vision is to create economic opportunity for every member of the global workforce. Craft these carefully. They are the heart and soul of your brand, the promises you make to your customers, and the standards you hold yourself to. Every decision you make should align with these core aspects. Ready to nail your mission statement in a way that sticks? Here's how to keep it simple and impactful. What do we do? Spell it out simply. If you build apps, then just say, "We build apps." Who do we help? Be specific. If your focus is on busy professionals, then mention them. What's our goal? Define your ultimate aim. Maybe it's to streamline daily tasks. What change do you want to see? Visualize the impact. We want every professional to save an hour a day. So your mission statement may look something like this. We build apps for busy professionals to streamline daily tasks and save them at least an hour per day. That's it. Short, sharp, and to the point. Make your mission statement something everyone can rally behind and remember. Crafting a vision statement is like imagining the perfect future for your organization. It's your big dream. It should inspire everyone and point the way forward. Here's how you can create a vision statement that not only motivates, but also provides clear direction. Where are we headed? Describe the ultimate destination for your organization. If you're aiming to be the leader in the eco-friendly technology, state that. What do you want to achieve? Focus on the major achievements you envision. For instance, we aim to reduce carbon footprints by 50%. What kind of future do you envision? Think about the broader impact on society. Maybe it's creating a sustainable and healthy planet for future generations. Make it clear, direct, and exciting. Your vision statement should be a beacon that lights the way forward and inspires everyone to strive toward the future. Make it something everyone can dream about. Crafting a value statement is all about defining the heart and soul of your organization. It's what you stand by every day, guiding your decisions and actions. Here's how you can create a value statement that's both meaningful and practical. What do we stand for? Identify the core principles that are non-negotiable for your organization. If integrity is your cornerstone, then emphasize that. What behaviors do we value most? Specify the actions and attitudes you expect. For example, if teamwork is key, highlight collaboration and support. How will we conduct our activities? Describe how these values will be reflected in your pursuit of your vision and your mission. Perhaps by fostering transparency in every interaction. How do we treat each other in our community? Make clear the respect and care expected within and outside of your organization. You might say, with respect, empathy, and understanding. Keep your value statements clear, memorable, and timeless. These are the pillars that everyone in your organization will lean on, shaping your culture and defining your impact. Make it a beacon that everyone can follow. Feeling inspired? Hold on to that energy because we're going to move into the visuals now. Let's look at what goes into creating a memorable logo and visual elements to best represent your brand. All right, the fun part, visuals. Your logo, color scheme, and design elements are not just pretty decorations. They are powerful tools that convey your brand's personality at a glance. Whether you're playful and quirky or sleek and professional, your visuals should always match. Different colors invoke different emotions in people, and what emotions you want people to feel about your brand will depend on the colors that you choose for your business. Even the choice of typography you choose will say a lot about your brand. Are you trying to be more traditional and contemporary? You may lean more towards a serif style font, whereas if you want to seem more modern, you may want to incorporate a sans serif font. You can tell the difference because serif fonts generally have a hook at the end of each letter. Think about Times New Roman. Consider hiring a professional designer or using a design platform. The goal? A logo that's simple, memorable, and versatile across all media. In my opinion, some of the best logos have multiple meanings or hidden elements, but they remain simple. Think about the arrow in the FedEx logo, or the Golden Gate Bridge in the Cisco logo, the head wearing headphones in the Beats logo, the peacock in the six different colors in the NBC logo that represents its six different networks, the 31 in Baskin-Robbins representing the amount of flavors they have, even the Design Loud logo. Is it a pencil? Is it a speaker? An RSS feed icon? We don't know. Now I want to walk you through how to develop your brand voice and your tone. Let's talk about voice. How does your brand speak? Is it friendly, authoritative, or perhaps irrelevant? Your voice should reflect your brand's personality and resonate with your audience across all channels. For example, I know that with Design Loud, our brand voice is educational, professional, even sarcastic and funny. Consistency is key. Whether it's a tweet, a blog post, or a product description, your voice tells your audience, "Hey, it's us." Let's take a look at how you can also use AI to help you with your tone, voice, and your messaging. If you have some content you've already written that best represents your business, you can use AI to find out the tone of voice. To get started, head over to your favorite AI tool. I will be using ChatGPT for this. When you're on the ChatGPT website and you're ready for your prompt, start by typing this. I want you to read and analyze the text below. This is content I have written. I want you to copy the style so that you can write additional content that sounds like I am the author. I'm going to paste the copy below. Please confirm when you have read and you are ready for the next prompt. Go ahead, hit enter, and wait for the confirmation that it's ready for your next prompt. Now I want you to type this prompt in. Give me details about this writing style so that I can help instruct you in the future how to write like this. Hit enter and wait for the details. Okay, great, but we're not done yet. Now I want you to ask ChatGPT, what is the tone of voice? So type the following prompt. What would you say is the tone of voice for this? Now you have an idea of your writing style and the tone of voice that you could start to edit. But if you want to take this a step further, for example, if you have to write as if you're an expert in another industry or potentially for a client, You can type this prompt into ChatGPT to start to write like this in the future. Start by writing this prompt. Write a sample prompt I can use to get you to write like this in the future. Once you have your prompt, you can come back to your favorite AI tool in the future and use this prompt to get it to write like your style. And that wraps up our journey on building a strong brand identity. Remember, your brand is more than a logo or just a tagline. It's the entire experience you offer. Make it count. Hey, make sure you subscribe for more insights. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Join our free community at entrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com and let's start building a great business together.